Hello, 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 and welcome to the Boss Lady Social. This podcast is dedicated to helping you step into your power, own who you are, and learn how to monetize your authentic self in your life and business. I'm your host, Courtney Schoberg, hashtag queen, social media and marketing guru, and six-figure earner. On this show, we talk strategy, we get vulnerable, and we are known for bringing on the woo and all the high vibes. If you're ready to learn how to grow your business and create the life of your dreams, all while being unapologetically who you are, you've come to the right place. Let's get into it. Hello, 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 boss ladies, and welcome back to the Boss Lady Social. I need to figure out a better intro. I always feel weird, like, reintroducing myself because I already have an intro that plays that I pre-recorded a long time ago that I put on every episode, but whatever. we're gonna just roll with it. So, welcome back. Today, on our weekly Boss Lady Chat, we're going to talk about something that I think is overlooked on social media, especially on Instagram. I feel like people are a lot better about this on Facebook, but especially on Instagram, it's super overlooked, and it's something that I think is really hurting your business, and you might not even know it, okay? And this thing that I'm talking about is customer service, specifically on Instagram. So, let's talk about it, okay? Couple things. What does customer service look like, right? So, when I say customer service, I'm not necessarily talking about, you know, being quote-unquote professional and like, using certain jargon, the way you talk to people, blah, blah, blah. No, I could care less about that. You're going to have to talk to your customers how you would want to be talked to, okay? Because your customers are previous versions of you, right? Your ideal client is always going to be a little bit of who you are, right? Because whatever it is that you're teaching or you're selling is something that you created out of a need or a want, and you executed it. And so you know how to talk to that person better than anybody else. So I don't necessarily believe in always like being quote unquote proper or whatever. Like I just say whatever the hell comes to my brain whenever I'm doing a podcast or whenever I'm writing an email or whatever, because my ideal clients and the people and the customers that I'm talking to have an appreciation for me and the way that I speak because they see some of themselves in me, right? So that's not what I'm talking about when I'm talking about customer service. When I'm talking about with customer service, I'm talking about treating Instagram like it's your job. Now, this is like a theme that I've been going on for a few weeks now, and it's because I see it in my membership site and in my community time and time again. The people who have success on social media, specifically Instagram, are the ones who treat it like it's their job. It's the ones that show up, that clock in, that put in the time, that put in the work, right? I used the analogy, I think it was last episode, talking about if you have a quote-unquote regular job and you don't clock in, like, are you going to get money? No, you're not, right? Social media, Instagram is no different. If you run an online business, that is your brick and mortar. That is where you clock in, right? And when you have a brick and mortar, you know, you are more likely to show up every day. So what I want you to do is I want you to start treating your social media like that. And I really want to give you some really, how many times can I say really in one sentence? I really want to give you some really great tips on how you can start treating social media and customer service like it's your job. So now this, like I said, is super overlooked and I see it every day. Like no joke, every single day I see it. In my customers, in my clients, in other people, in random people. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. I've seen it every day over and over again. And people like you, boss ladies like you, are losing customers every single day because of these things that I'm going to talk about. And I don't want that for you. And it hurts my heart every time that I see it, which is why I created this podcast episode in the first place. So what do I mean treat your social media like it's a brick and mortar? Okay. Number one, what do you do in a brick and mortar when someone comes in through your door? Right? Someone walks in and you're at the back behind the counter, right? Behind the register. And someone walks in. Do you ignore them? Or do you greet them? Now, depending on which brick and mortar store you are, you might do either or. But I'm going to tell you that the ones who greet them are typically going to be the one who is going to actually get a sale, right? If you ignore them, that's like number one no-no. We've all been to a store where we needed some help, right? Whether we needed to see if they had something in stock or whatever. And no matter how hard you try to get their attention, they would not pay attention to you. What do? You leave and you go to a store that they pay attention to you, right? And on social media, I see this happen all the time, especially when you're just getting started, right? When new people are coming through your quote unquote social media doors, you need to greet them. You need to engage with them. You need to be social, right? Especially if like you're running like a Facebook group where it's a lot easier to keep track of new members and shout them out and send them DMs. How can you greet them? This happens all the time. I see people get new followers on Instagram or have new people join their Facebook groups and they say nothing. It's like, oh, I just expected you to follow me. No, I don't have to follow you. I can click the unfollow button just as quick as I click the follow button, right? I want to feel like a part of your community. How can you do that? How can you engage with me? How can you greet me? How can you welcome me? Okay, so number one, just, you know, welcome people. Engage with them. Somehow, some way, come up with a system. Now, obviously, if you have thousands and thousands of people coming in, we're not going to be able to physically reach out to every single person. But I like to use the late great, well, not late, because he's not dead. That sounds terrible. The great. Oh my God, you guys, I'm a little loopy. I like to use Gary Vee as an example because he always talks about for 4 years, he responded to every DM and comment that he ever got, right? Which leads me in to number two, unanswered comments and DMs. That could literally be the deciding factor of someone hiring you and investing in you or not. I can't tell you how many times I've either reached out to somebody and they haven't responded, or I've just been on someone's social media and I see 5 comments that they didn't even care to like or comment back. Okay? We should be responding to every single comment and DM. And if you can't handle it, you need to hire help. Because comments and DMs are like people sending you an email. Do you respond to people if someone sends you an email with a question? Even if all you say in your comment or your DM is, hey, in order to keep track of all of our questions, we ask that our customers send us a message over at, you know, hello@shesocial.co. Even if that's all you say, that's better than ignoring them. Again, if someone walked into your store and they asked you a question to your face, would you ignore them? No. So why are you ignoring them in your DMs? Yes, I'm calling you out. I know you. I see you. I've been you. We cannot keep and continuing to ignore and not take the time for our potential customers if we want to make this a business. You have to treat it like it's your job. If someone is reaching out to you in a comment, even if it's just an emoji, because here's the thing, a lot of people do still comment emojis. And then what happens is a lot of people assume that it's a bot. You know the whole saying, when you assume, it makes an ass out of you and me? Yeah, that's a real thing. Just because you might think it's a bot doesn't mean that it's a bot. So here's how I typically respond to comments. I'm always going to respond to comments based on how you responded to me. If you sent me an emoji, I'm going to send you an emoji. If you send me a long thought out comment, I'm going to send you a long thought out comment. Plain and simple. Now, here's the thing. the extra bonus of responding to every comment, not only is it customer service, but it bumps you up in the algorithm. So it's a win-win-win. Because as I said on the last episode, engagement is queen. And more comments, even if they're from you, counts towards your engagement. So why the hell wouldn't we be doing that? And I just scroll through so many people's things and I see legitimate comments that people are just ignoring because they're too lazy and they don't want to respond. And I get it. I've been there. But if you want to make money from your social media and you want to take this business full time and you want to create more revenue and you want to build relationships and you want to change the world, like, you have to show up. You have to clock in. You have to put in your time. Now, if you just can't, again, hire someone, ask somebody for help. I used to do that. I was a social media manager, right? There are plenty of people out there that can help you with that. And I'm not saying lie and have them pretend to be you. You could easily say, have them respond and say, team, you know, She Social or whatever your business is. But unanswered comments and DMs literally could be like what's holding people back from investing in you. Because if they feel like you can't even answer their question, they're probably going to wonder what it's going to be like to work with you. Hey, hey, boss lady. I just want to take a quick sec and let you know that this podcast has been brought to you by my exclusive membership site, the Hashtag File Society. Inside the Hashtag File Society, my goal is to help you connect with your dreamy AF and ideal clients on Instagram. Using what? The power of the hashtag. But that's not all. Starting at just $35, you can get access to my entire Instagram course that has helped thousands of boss ladies just like you, Instagram superstar. Yep, an entire course for $35. Inside the Hashtag File Society, we strive to make Instagram easy, fun, and profitable for you and your business. For more info on how you can join, head to shesocial.co/hashtagfilesociety, or you can grab all the notes down below. Next analogy when it comes to a storefront, right? Not only are we greeting them or answering their questions and taking them to the aisle of where the item is that they're looking for, but what are we doing? We're upkeeping our store. We're cleaning. And this is another thing that I see on a lot of people's Instagram all the time is they're not cleaning up their shit. Your virtual brick and mortar is dirty and it's time to bring out the mop and clean that shit up. Now, what do I mean? Links, highlights, old offers, detoxing, so many things. Nothing is more disappointing than when I go to somebody's Instagram, right? Let's say it was a clothing store and I go to their Instagram and they have a highlight that says 50% off. And I'm like, whoo, yes, the universe has delivered me money in my bank account, right? And I click on it and it's from a year ago. Yes, this has happened. How disappointing is that? What would you do in that scenario, right? You're going to click away. You're going to go somewhere else because you're going to be like, psh, that's so annoying. Because you know what would be even worse is if you go and you see that and then you go add up everything in the cart and then you go to put in the code and it says that it's not valid. And then maybe you send them a DM and either they don't respond or they do respond and they say, sorry, that expired, and they don't honor it, right? Like, ugh. So many bad vibes, right? And this happens on social media all the time. Old offers inside your highlights. When's the last time you went through all of your highlights and deleted the shit that's not relevant anymore, right? Broken links. And it happens. It's totally okay, but you need to be cleaning up, routine maintenance, right? If you have a brick and mortar, you're probably cleaning up daily or nightly. Daily or weekly or both, right? Tidying up a little bit here and there every day, and then weekly deep cleans. Because you want your store to look good, smell good, you want to have all the vibes, and they come in, you want it to be decorated pretty. Like, It's no different on your Instagram. You're decorating with your photos. You're bringing the vibes with your content and your captions, right? And you're keeping it tidy by making sure all your links work, all your highlights are up to date, right? And then detoxing and deleting people who follow you, who never engage or are not your ideal client, and going and unfollow people that you don't like and you don't want to see in your feed because you want to feel high vibe whenever you're there, right? Because if some bum walks into your store and he's never going to buy anything, he's just going to go use the bathroom and make it disgusting, and he comes in every day, you're gonna tell him he can't come in, right? So you're gonna go through and you're gonna get rid of people on your social media that aren't your ideal clients and who don't belong there, because we have an abundant mindset and we're not gonna hold on to every last follower because we care about the following count, because we don't, because engagement is queen and we just want the right people in our store, right? And then last but not least, with customer service, we've got to stop posting and running away. We've got to build real relationships, right? You got to close the sale. You can't just walk up to somebody in your store, start a conversation with them, get them all hyped up about something, and then walk away. No, we engage and we keep showing up and we check in on them and we see how they're doing and we be genuine and we just want to help them. And then guess what? They buy your stuff. So we've got to start treating our social medias and our Instagrams like a brick and mortar. It is. It's our online virtual space, and we are the only ones in charge of making it neat, tidy, and filled with good customer service. And so I want you to take a look in the mirror, and I want you to look at your social media, and I want you to ask yourself, like, if this was me, the customer, and I showed up to my store, would I buy or would I say, this place is gross and we're never coming back? Right? What does it look like? And it's okay if it looks gross, because guess what? There's a lot of DIY shows that show up to these restaurants that are failing and they bring them back to life. Like, your Instagram can be brought back to life at any moment. You just have to decide and you just have to show up and you just have to clock in and put in your time. And I think that's another big thing on social media, is like, people want instant results, right? We're millennials, or at least a lot of us are. And we live in this, you know, instantaneous type world where we want things done and we want them done now. We want them done quickly. And you guys, good stuff takes time. You got to show up. You got to put in the work. Like, you think that if you just build a brick and mortar store, you're just going to get thousands of people walking in through your front door the first day? Without building up any hype? No, right? And it's no different on social media. You have to build the hype. You have to keep showing up. You have to keep, you know, providing good customer service. And guess what? Nothing is better than word of mouth, girl. Word of mouth. If you show up and you do a really good job and that person goes and tells their friend, before you know it, they're bringing in 3 new people to go and buy that thing, right? That's all I've been doing on the hashtag files. Is I just deliver and then they tell their friends and then their friends come and join. And it's really, 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 really plain and simple. So how can we have better customer service, and how can we treat our social media virtual store better with more care? Right? So let me know what you think. Join the Boss Lady Insider Group on Facebook if you're not the Boss Lady Social Insider Group, excuse me. We'd love to hear from you. And honestly, I want to know, like, did you go through your highlights and find an offer that you shouldn't have had in there, right? The one I see all the time is, like, people creating these highlight covers with nothing in them, or they didn't update it for 72 weeks. Like, is that good customer service? It's probably dusty as hell. Like, you need to clean that shit up, you know? So, I love you guys. I hope that you enjoyed this. Please let me know, how are you going to do better on customer service on social media? And how are you going to clean up your storefront? Let us know. And we will talk to you next week. All right. Talk to you guys later. I just want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for tuning into today's episode of the Boss Lady Social. I know there are so many resources online, on podcasts, and all over the internet, to be frank, that you could choose, and the fact that you listened to my podcast today makes my heart so full. So, what's the next step? Let's be biz besties. I want to invite you over to the Boss Lady Social, my insider Facebook group, where we can go even deeper on all things needed to be a CEO and create the business of your dreams. If you're not over on Facebook, the next best place to find me is on my Instagram at The Courtney Schoberg. You can find all this information down in the show notes. But the last thing I want to say before I let you go is, if you've enjoyed this episode, could you do me a favor? Could you leave me some love on iTunes or screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram? I have a mission to connect with so many boss ladies and make so much change. And the best way for me to do that is to get this info to everyone that I can. So thanks so much for coming today, and I will see you on the next episode.